This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, July 15th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Daly. A big jump in commodity prices today. Chicago wheat rose 5%, climbing in reaction to mounting attacks from Ukraine on Russia shipping vessels in the Sea of Azov. Arlen Suderman with StoneX says the fears at the beginning of the war between Russia and Ukraine back in 2022 are now playing out.
Yeah, this is really living out finally what we feared 4.5 years ago when Russia invaded Ukraine, and we saw the commodity markets explode higher at that point on a fear that the war would in some way interrupt the flow of rich energy and food-based commodities out of that region. And right now it's mostly a focus on the food-based commodities. It never really happened at that time. Commodities continued to flow, so prices went back down to trading other things and just kind of ignored the Black Sea for a long time. And recently the focus has been on the Middle East and the war with Iran. And
Suderman says Ukraine has begun to strike deeper into Russian assets, including wheat.
So recently Ukraine has become very effective at using drones to strike places in Russia and outside of Russia connected to Russia. Inside of Russia, refineries, outside of Russia, ships coming from Russia, carrying oil, carrying fuel, carrying supplies for the war effort, to the point where they probably have hit 120 Russian-linked ships in the Sea of Azov in the last 10 days or so.
Russian retaliation also targeting Ukraine's ability to ship commodities.
Russia has been retaliating by trying to cut off revenue for Ukraine by hitting Ukraine's export terminals, and now even directly hitting grain ships, even though some who aren't even at the port and bragging about it. And so that is effectively shutting off Ukraine's overwater exports.
The bottom line? The Black Sea region is a major source of wheat and other commodities to the world, which intensifies the consequences of this conflict.
Now, basically, a third of the world's exported wheat comes out of the Black Sea region. So we have essentially started to slowly pinch that off right now. Currently, Russia still has some other ports that they can export out of until or unless Ukraine starts striking those as well. A small portion of the crude oil, about 10% of the crude oil that Russia exports, comes through the Sea of Azov and the Kerch Strait, which has been shut down by this conflict now. They also have some other ports in the Black Sea. If Ukraine starts really targeting those, that could be shut off as well.
Suderman says Ukraine's attacks have turned Russia into a net importer of fuel.
What they've already accomplished to that point is they've turned Russia, with their attacks on refineries, from the second largest exporter of diesel fuel in the world to now they have become an importer of diesel fuel, competing with Europe or other supplies. That is helping to elevate U.S. diesel prices, probably having a bigger impact than the war with Iran on diesel prices.
From a global perspective, Suderman says the conflict in the Persian Gulf and now in the Black Sea threatening a stranglehold on global commodity availability and price.
That puts commodities squarely in the bullseye right now, and something that funds are taking notice of at a time when supplies are already tight. But be it energy, be it fertilizer, be it actual food-based commodities like wheat and corn. And Ukraine's a significant exporter of edible oils as well. And then this time right now where biomass diesel production is in high demand in the world because of limited supplies of fossil fuels, that tightens up that supply of edible oils as well.
Finally, heat's damage to crops in Europe and potential challenges from El Nino in Brazil are all major market factors. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let the farm worker shortage eat away at food affordability. Congress must deliver a solution that works for all of agriculture. Visit fb.org/issue/labor, agriculture labor reform, and learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.